This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now it's Jake Kokorowski, BadgerBlitz.com, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jake, homecoming this week, the Michigan State team adds a little bit of a different wrinkle as they go down and play tough, but just weren't able to outlast the mistakes they made against the Ohio State Buckeyes last weekend.
Right, and this is a team that, you know, you talk to defensive coordinator Jim Leonard and inside linebacker Chris Orr this week, you know, both on separate days, and they just talked about the pieces are in place there, where the wide receivers, you know, Darryl Stewart is a player that leads the Big Ten in receptions, 41 catches, 624 yards there. Brian Lewerke can beat you through the air. The passing game's averaging about 260 yards per contest, but then he can also run it too. But then there's also a defense where Michigan State's always known for its physical presence, but that unit and that defensive line is pretty rock solid. Their linebacking core, very tough as well. So it's going to be an interesting battle. It's going to be a physical matchup for Wisconsin. And the Badgers, they're not taking them for granted, or not taking them lightly for that matter. It's going to be a really physical smash-mouth type game.
I was looking at some stuff going into this game on Pro Football Focus, and the one matchup they pointed to was Zach Bond against this offensive line for Michigan State, and that they think is going to be the key matchup because they think Bond can have a field day against that offensive line. How does the Badgers front seven look like for you against this Michigan State offensive line?
It's really interesting because you look at the stats, and I'd asked our friends over at Spartan Mag who cover the Michigan State Spartans for Rivals, and Michigan State's only given up 8 sacks on the year, and 4 of them came against Ohio State, for that matter, last weekend. And so that is a key matchup because Zach Bond has 6 sacks. He's tied for 6th in the nation right now in that category. He has 9.5 tackles for loss. And even after the game, I talked to Jack Sanborn, the sophomore inside linebacker, and he mentioned just how fast Bond was getting past linemen to the backfield for the quarterback, where he couldn't even get into his drop to pass coverage fast enough. And the next thing you know, the quarterback's on the ground. So it is a huge matchup. Wisconsin, already has 21 sacks this season, 2 more than all of last year. And that's created havoc in the backfield. That's created turnover. That's created points, 3 direct touchdowns, this season. So in my opinion, it's critical. They need to create pressure somehow, and knowing Jim Leonard and knowing this defense, I think they are going to kick up the pressure a little bit there, and it's going to be a fun matchup to watch, but I think Vaughn and company could get it done on Saturday.
You know, Jake, it feels like to me over the last maybe 10 years, though, that Michigan State, they've always had the players to play Wisconsin tough. I mean, they at one point in time, you almost thought they played the same brand of football that Wisconsin did. And I think they're a team that, although Ohio State put it to them, now we don't have a quarterback like Ohio State because they ran about 400-500 yards on them, but it just feels like Michigan State have enough players to play the brand of football that Wisconsin wants to play.
It's true. It's almost kind of looking in the mirror. And even talking, Paul Crist, was asked on Monday during his Monday press conference just what type of meetings there were when he was the offensive coordinator at Wisconsin. And, he talked about it's kind of a physical game. Every phase played tough, and that's kind of what Wisconsin prides itself on too. And they have not played since 2016, where Wisconsin went into East Lansing and wiped the floor with the Spartans. Years past before that, you guys remember the 2011 contest, the one in East Lansing with the Hail Mary at the end, and then Wisconsin beating them in the Big Ten championship game to go to Pasadena. So, it was a fun, I don't know if you can call it rivalry compared to what you see against Iowa and Minnesota, but it's tough, smash mouth, and, it's one of those things where it kind of takes you maybe a little old school with that type of mentality. But you kind of hit on the head, Gary, where both programs pride themselves on, you know, basically, you know, being, you know, tough, dependable, and you know, it'll be interesting to see, well, how the Spartans can turn things around, because they already have two losses. They lost to Arizona State earlier this year in a 10-7 game, and then, you know, they lose on the road in Columbus. So, you know, getting a third loss through seven games, you know, that hurts their chance, especially a second loss in a tough Big Ten East.
Joining us right now is Jay Kokorowski, Badger Blitz, talking Wisconsin football as they get ready for the homecoming game against the Michigan State Spartans this Saturday at Camp Randall. You look at the backfield, obviously, with Jonathan Taylor leading the charge for the offense, but Jack Cohen in the situations and the conditions that they're likely to face this weekend, cold, a little bit slick, obviously a game where you want to lean on the back that is the driving force of your offense, but this could really be a statement for Jack Cohen to play well in a big game going into, obviously, the week against Illinois. Respect to them, but that should be an easy walkthrough. But getting into that week for Ohio State coming up in two.
It is. It's, you know, against Michigan a couple weeks back and against Kent State this past weekend, Cohen, I mean, he was, I would call it surgical. And, you know, maybe you can call it a game manager or whatnot, but he made no mistakes. He made key throws when he needed to. Against the Wolverines, he had that 26-yard throw on a 4th-and-3 that was beautifully placed to Quintez Cephas. And then against Kent State, you know, I remember, you know, he helped continue a 17-play drive that I'll refer to as surgical, like in that second quarter where they just wore down Kent State. And, you know, he hasn't needed to throw for over 200 yards. Since, you know, pretty much the Central Michigan game, you know, earlier in the year. So, it, you know, this could be a big game, especially if Michigan State can contain Jonathan Taylor enough. And it could happen. I mean, despite the 323 yards that the Buckeyes, ran on with the Spartans, Michigan State still averages, you know, they're only giving up over 100 yards per game on the ground. So, you know, I don't think Wisconsin's going to get contained to that degree. But Cohen, this is a chance for them where, you know, you saw a little bit of it last week, play action on first down, set up some nice passes. The first offensive play of the game for Wisconsin was a 21-yard completion on a deeper out to A.J. Taylor. So, you know, if they can establish that and get him in the rhythm, that's going to be big, because you saw what happened against Northwestern. They disguised some things. They had, when it was third and long, they only rushed three and put eight back in coverage. So we'll see how Michigan State game plans and schemes, if they take anything from what the Wildcats did, but this could be a good indication to see how Cohn has learned from that game against Northwestern and how his development and progression continues.
Jay Kokorowski joins us from BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. Tell me this. Have you heard any chatter amongst players about making that 14 playoff at the end of the year, about being in Indianapolis, taking on Ohio State in the Big Ten championship? Have you heard any of that, maybe when the mics weren't on?
I mean, really, it's not really. And from, you know, we haven't necessarily asked them, but it really goes down to them. They take the opponents, and it reminds me of a quote that Chris Orr said after the Michigan game, where they respect every opponent. And so they're taking it, you know, from that indication. That quote to me means that really they're taking games one game at a time. And there's a lot of outside noise. You saw that last year in 2018, where they're ranked number 4 in the nation to start off in the AP poll. And we don't know exactly what happened with that team in terms of if they heard the outside noise or not. But this team in 2019 really seems just to take it one week at a time, look at one opponent each week and try to break down and obviously get the best performance out of each other as a team. And, you know, it's going to start, if they continue to roll up these wins, obviously it's going to be a big talk. It's going to be a big talking point. Wisconsin could be back. I know, you know, even in some of my previews, I've mentioned, you know, not to put the cart before the horse, but, you know, this, you know, the game 2 weeks from Saturday could be a preview to the championship game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's one.
You know,
hey, quick question for you. And Steve's talking about chatter. Any chatter surrounding Mertz on, is he going to redshirt? Or, I mean, because we saw him play in the last game. What, anything going on with him?
I mean, really, when he first got in that game against Central Michigan, after the game, he was asked if he was going to be, about his status. And he had said that he was redshirting, but he also said that he hadn't talked to the coaching staff necessarily. They didn't tell him that he was per se redshirting. It sounded like it was most likely that he was. And you know, with that new NCAA rule, of course, he can play up to 4 games to keep that redshirt. And going into the game last week against Kent State, that was his 2nd of 4. So he's still got 2 more games to learn, you know, to get some game reps, some significant game reps. And he looked good against the Golden Flashes, for that matter, completing all 4 of his passes. But for right now, you know, my guess is, with the way the season may go, unless there's an injury at the quarterback position, you know, that may be the best step for him. And then he maintains that year of eligibility, you know, and then come 2020, that quarterback room is going to be really interesting.
Jake, appreciate it, man. It's getting a little bit more crowded in that Big Ten West than a lot of people may have thought at the top, with 3 different teams now ranked in the coaches poll, with Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Wisconsin at number 8, taking on Michigan State this weekend. Look forward to it. We'll talk next week Thursday.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Jake Okorowski joining us of BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.